You know, folks, it's just one of those days. It's been one of those past 48 hours. You know, life's not always happy and candy canes of gold lane and, you know, whatever you want to say. Or then you have those people like, oh my God, so negative, it's so much. Oh my God, can't always, who does ever, oh my God. You know, when people sit there and act like that. You know, just a question. You have to ask yourself, these people really think that their life is just always perfect all the time. Ain't nobody's life perfect, folks. Gina Felicia, life is not perfect. Everybody has their ups and downs. Everybody has bad luck, schlep rock. And I promise you, from trials and tribulations in my lifetime of lessons and things that happen and just keeping, you know, inventory, bad luck for some reason, just it happens in waves of three. Happens to everybody. You wait for it. One, two, three. I was waiting for it. I knew it happened. Bad luck, waves of three. And then you have that one great thing of good luck, and it's like, wham, happens out of nowhere. It usually happens a little bit after the bad luck because it takes one great, amazing, happy event to just override all the three bad things, right? Because that's just how life happens. So at 48 hours, you know, it's not been pleasant. Had doctor's appointment this morning, 8 a.m., going over scans, labs, everything. That's just another podcast for another day. We're dealing with that. Emergency plumber had a call. We ended up with the flood of 2018 for the second time around, happened in the basement. Couldn't figure out why one pipe ended up going to two pipes. But, you know, that's just when you have 5,000 pounds of pressure of water. That kind of happens, especially when the prior owners, once again, do a fine-dandy job of some really shady repairing, doing it themselves to save money for wine and dining. I don't know. That's just my guess, and I'm entitled to my opinion. Thank you. So, yeah. Eric's, as he said, cast material really is Velcro material, okay, with a really strong 100 times adhesive. Would not come off the copper pipe. As you can see, what I tried, which most people would use, it didn't work either because you're trying to go ahead and fix a leak of 5,000 pounds of pressure water with a Velcro-like material that's absorbing this water that's coming out of the pipe. Did not work. So I just said, you're going to call a plumber. So $575 and some change later, not only just one copper pipe, because as the professional plumber with a license, that's right, the contractor plumber. Can you imagine that? That's what you use. Use contractors when you can't do something, you know it's beyond your repair. Folks, don't try to be FYI HGTV. Unless you are HGTV contracted, you are not HGTV and you are not the people running the show, okay? Don't try to mimic it. There's some things, yes, you can do. Make sure you're educated, you know, watch some YouTube videos, whatever, before you do anything yourself. When it comes to plumbing work, be careful, please. So the prior owners, once again, do a doozy. We realize, you know, by the plumber, I ain't supposed to be using this copper pipe to start with. They had no connecting pieces at all, which I told Eric, that's why this is leaking, because eventually it's going to corrode where they decided to, like, heat it up and solder it together. That doesn't work. You got to basically use some type of connecting piece. They didn't do it. So we didn't just have one leak. We had two leaks going on. So that created the problem where Eric woke up at 3 a.m. and went to check on the water. Comes upstairs and said the water's worse. I go downstairs this morning for a doctor's appointment and now we got another leak because of the pressure and plus they didn't use connecting pieces. I refuse to ever, ever, ever have Eric sell the house and pull some wool and shenanigans like these prior owners did on us. I think it's just lack human decency and it's absolutely just no morals whatsoever. I don't know why people do that. I don't know what kind of person that takes. It's not a person I want to be around or connected to my lifetime. But we're making sure things are done right. By the time we're done, this house is going to be completely like just a new house. We are easily over $20,000 in this house. That's like putting it lightly. I have all the receipts to prove it over just 2 years' time. So, of course, that gets repaired. Thank God it's under warranty because guess what? It was actually done by a licensed contractor, a licensed professional company because that's what you do. I just wish the prior owners understood that concept. Be amazing, wouldn't it? I'd have saved a lot of people, a lot of hassle, a lot of time, and a lot of money. So now that that's fixed, Eric learned a lesson to run things by your wifey before putting Mr. Velcro Tighty across and around a copper pipe. Prior owners, I don't think they'll ever learn their lesson. A lot of people ask, why did you not have a massive lawsuit? Well, when you're going through cancer treatments and you're going through cancer stuff, you really don't have that kind of time because your time's kind of like already taken and utilized in more important things, which is called your life and your health. But now, you know, I'm going through the second phase of what I'm battling. And like I said, more of that on a different podcast. But now we have embraced this wonderful concept of attorneys. Now, mind you, I never was one for attorneys. I never was one for the court system. I've seen things that didn't go down for people who've not done things in their lifetime, and that I always felt the court system was for the guilty and not the innocent, and it doesn't protect the innocent. But you know, you have things that happen in your lifetime, and you know, you just gotta get an attorney. You know, some things you just can't keep dealing with. You know, we already have one civil lawsuit in the process. I'm just going to keep it there regarding some slander and malicious things that were not true, that were proved by an investigator. And we're just going to keep that there. So that's in the process right now. And then all of a sudden we realize we get a call from our personal bank through Eric's personal bank, find out through the loan originator, why do you have a line of credit? And what did you take out? We didn't take out a line of credit through USAA Nation Star, Mr. Cooper. I'm going to call you out again, folks, because this is a bank that's supposed to be for veterans. That's why Eric went through them. It's supposed to be great. They support veterans and family. If you look up USAA Nation Star, Mr. Cooper, you tell me how many lawsuits you see where this bank has done the same thing to many other families. They don't report payments. They're not reporting correctly. They're making up balances, whatever they want. They start adding things that make no sense. This is not a lie. I don't make this stuff up. Once again, they state to the credit bureaus that Eric took out a line of credit, which is not true. An additional mortgage, which is not true. Nothing was taken out. We're in the process of a time set organized on a calendar of how this is going to go down when we move out west. Once again, we are putting a great halt again by the same bank, missing four payments with cash checks and a payment history from this bank that states we paid it. But whoever, and I believe one person, sits behind the grand hoo-ha-ha golden button on their laptop or desktop, and they're deliberately intentionally doing this and just creating stuff on Eric's credit. Not good. What that does is the bank demands, when you're selling your home and you're going to purchase another home out of state, the bank demands that that gets corrected by your current loan holder. That resulted in an Eric on the phone for an hour showdown with a representative from this bank that just, I have no words for it. Really, I don't. It's such an easy thing. Just report the four payments, okay? Report the four payments. Take the false reporting of, once again, adding a loan that we don't have. This is the same bank that Eric had to file a police report for identity theft, and with the credit bureaus, they added over $120,000 to his loan without his knowledge. Somebody at that bank did that. Can you believe that? Yep, they did. We swore to ourselves we're not going to get attorney involved. We swore up and down, I'm not going to get attorney involved. We swore to ourselves we're not going to get attorney involved. We don't need the stress. Guess what, folks? As of today at 4 o'clock, an attorney is finally involved. We had no choice. We had no choice. We will never be able to move. I'm on a timeline with my health to be able to travel out of state before things get to the point where I'm not going to be able to get in that car and take our time to realize a dream. I'm not going to let anybody stand in the way, especially some multi-billion dollar bank that should know better and what they're doing. So we still have the state of Indiana involved. They gave until December 3rd. So far, since they gave until December 3rd, the bank has done nothing but retaliate. Then we find out their personal banker today, they've done nothing but more. They recently did another retaliation. They haven't posted four payments. We have the cash checks. This bank is just using every excuse under the sun. The conversation went nowhere. So Eric had to pull the plug. another lawsuit. You know, another lawsuit. The civil lawsuit, that was Eric. Eric was adamant it had to be done. And it's unfortunate with the party involved that's connected to Eric. It's unfortunate it had to happen. But when you start maliciously slandering somebody and creating things that can be backed up by a county investigator that has the true facts that trumps what somebody's saying, that's really maliciously. I mean, I know with Eric, it took a lot, and it took a lot to make the decision to file a lawsuit, but you know, enough is enough. And I think sometimes, you know, regardless of the outcome, and if nothing comes out of it, I think there's a point in principle involved. You know, some things you just don't do and you don't say that are really extremely hurtful and that cause, you know, a great like snowball effect. And to say some things about Eric and about myself that are not true, very disheartening, very disappointing. It just brings that, I always say, you know, my faith in mankind is like pretty much diminished. It just takes that down another notch. I think regardless, this is my opinion, and I'm just going to say this off cuff. I think when you decide to have kids, folks, no matter if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I don't know, 10 kids, 12 kids, never ever slander, maliciously slander, or say things about your kid. And if you do, then you need to reevaluate why you decided to have kids in the first place. Think about that. You should always have your child or children's back, no matter what. Don't try to stab them in the back. Have their back. Don't talk horribly behind their back. If you got an issue and you feel a way about your child or children, do it inside the compounds of your own home, underneath your roof, and keep it there. Because some things that are said can really cause a problem and end up in a big, big court civil lawsuit. So keep it there. So finally, we just had enough with this bank. Figured, you know, it's enough enough. The attorney that Eric's working with was shocked that Eric has waited this long, and that, but of course he understood when you're dealing with health issues, you know, you have to prioritize what is important. And sometimes things that are crazy enough that should have been filed in court, they have to wait, and that's life. You know, and the hell with people who sit there and say, well, it says everything's so negative. You know, those people who just are like, I don't know, there's a point of being around and bringing positive people in your life that bring something to the table, you know, and I believe positive people also have experiences like we are in our life. And you have to connect with people that you can relate to, but you can also learn from. And it's okay if you're in situations like we are and you just have medical issues that are far more important than involve your life, because you only come around and live once, you only have one body, that's it, folks, that you have to put all that other stuff behind you until you have a clearance. The good Lord says, aight, there it is, full speed ahead, green flags up. You know, that's the way life happens. You know, I surround myself with positive people. I have cleaned out the friend jar for the final time. I have cleaned out my jar of people I associate with, and now I have people that I don't associate with, and I won't ever again for the rest of my life. And it needs to be that way, because there was nothing positive or good brought to the table. But the people that I do have in my life now that are new friends and new people we have come across and we've, you know, have welcomed into our life, bring something good to the table. And that also means experiences that they went through that weren't positive, but the end result can positively help someone else like us going through the same situation. If it wasn't for a friend of Eric's, we wouldn't know, Eric wouldn't know, you know, his civil rights and things that he could do, you know, to, you know, take care of issues where there's, you know, malicious and slanderous things that are said about you that are not true and could be proved not true through, you know, someone who is an investigator. We'll just keep it at that. I know all of you who know us know a situation. We'll just keep it at that. But you know what? You have to have people in your life that bring something to the table. You know, you can't have people in your life that are going to stab you behind your back. You can't have people in your life that are going to fabricate and create things that aren't true. Because when you do that, you don't realize the effect and what you're doing to somebody's life and how you're affecting them. But you're also affecting their health. You know, and to me, that's a no. It's a good morals and good manners and just good couth. I believe the good Lord keeps tab of what we do. I think when you do things that are really wrong and hurtful, I believe it takes a mature adult to own up and do what it takes to reverse it. And thus, hey, I screwed up. I think it takes one heck of a coward to not own up to your mistakes and things that you've done. And also it shows, which I know I've heard this from professional, is a lack of emotional maturity. Instead, very immature emotionally, people who don't own up when they do things wrong. Or you have those that just cry victim. I can't stand that. That's the worst thing in the world. That is just the most weakest, that is the biggest sign of weakness. We ever run across people who swear up and down their victim, scream weakness. It does. It screams a weak individual. I do not want to be surrounded by that. I'm going through things medically that require me to be a strong ass woman. I'm stronger now than anybody. Like I said, my grandfather, bless his heart, who had passed away and battled prostate cancer and did it while still running and you know, marathon runner he was. You know, I can't believe I can actually say I'm actually have become stronger than him. And he was strong ass man that inspired me, still does. But I've realized I've become that much stronger, but also by changing the friend jar, changing the associate of who I allow in my life and who I will have in my life. And I think that also helps. But the moral of the story is bad luck schleprock is comes in threes, and this too shall pass. And however I felt about the court system, however I felt about attorneys, you know, sometimes they're needed, because you can sometimes things in life just have to be handled through an attorney to get things done. And if we didn't have an attorney, if Eric didn't pursue an attorney, especially with the bank issue with our mortgage, with his mortgage, because it's a VA veteran, you know, things are going to spiral. And it's crazy, because then we're not allowed to realize our dreams and moving out west and, you know, continuing on life. And I know that I have a window of opportunity, and this bank is once again, they're causing the window of opportunity to close down again until this issue is resolved. State of Indiana gave him a certain time for us to give him, and we gave them, Eric gave them actually an extension to December 3rd. Already they've screwed up 5 times now. So it is what it is, you know. I hate to see Eric have to go through court stuff, but I think in this situation, you know, it is what it is. He feels he needs to protect himself and get this stuff done. He's being taken for a ride by the bank, USA Nation Starvis to Cooper, that holds the mortgage loan. So, you know, he's going to work his ass off. He's going to bust his ass at work, working overtime as much as he can, like he's doing overtime again today, to pay for the attorney and do the things he needs to do. And then there's some things with civil lawsuit that should never happen, because things shouldn't have happened in order for Eric have to file a civil lawsuit against the two individuals. It's unfortunate. But, you know, it goes back to that saying, you know, I'm going to say this off cuff, and I'm going to say it really firmly. When you have children, please, whatever you do, if you cannot, you know, hold them to a certain, like, you know, protect them, respect them, you know, if you've got something to say, negative or poorly about your child or children, make sure you do it, you know, in the compounds of your own home, behind closed doors. Don't take it out there in the public. Don't put it on paper. Don't do it. Just don't do it. You know, I don't think it says anything in the Bible, thou shalt have kids and thou shalt, you know, do some things I've seen over the years. It's just wrong. You know, and by all means, we all screw up. We all do stupid things. We're all idiots in our own idiotic right. I'm going to say it. I told Eric, when I die on my cremains, I want you to put something. And that's right, because I did my own obituary. And I'm the only person you're going to know. She said, thank God she's away from the idiots. Eric's laughing. People are a-holes. I don't want to hear no. She's finally in peace. She's finally going through the pain. No, she's finally free from the idiots on earth. Amen. Can I get amen? Amen on this Wednesday evening, late afternoon. Have yourself a splendid evening. And you know what, folks? When you screw up, own up. Get the skeletons out of your closet. Be a bigger person. Get your big britches on and own up, you know? Good Lord, man. There's nothing more satisfying as when you screw up and you say I'm sorry and you own up and you do what it takes to reverse when you act stupid. I've acted stupid. Eric's acted stupid. We all act stupid. We all got stupid, a little bit of stupid in us. Just don't continue to stupidity. If you do something wrong, folks, my God. You know, when you pass away, you got to be held accountable. You're going to be accountable for somebody somewhere. And if you ain't accountable here on earth, by God, Lord's going to hold you accountable when you go up to heaven. So make sure you just get it right while you're here, you know? Have yourself a splendid evening, and don't forget, bad luck happens in threes, but behind this, I see the rainbow in a good light. It'll happen. That good luck will happen times 10.